how he prayed for us before he even knew us, and before we were even a twinkle in our parents' eyes, he prayed for us. You know, we think about that for just a moment. And it wasn't about if he was going to suffer pain on the cross. He had already submitted to what he was going to do. He had already submitted to die. And he got himself out of the way where he could die for God. He got it out of the way where he had to come, his flesh had to get out of the way, where he could be obedient to what his Father wanted him to do. Now, we don't like to die to the flesh. The hardest thing we have to do is kill our flesh every morning. But we have to die to our flesh and get it out of the way where we can do what God has for us to do. And he's coming back at any time. And we need to have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is also a servant's mind. It says, and took upon him the form of a servant. Now, I don't know about you, but I truly like to be waited on. When I say, honey, I need my cherry Diet Dr. Pepper, I like for her to bring it with a smile on her face. And some of y'all like that, and that don't always happen, guys. But she likes also sometimes, you know, some of you like your tea brought to you and different things. And when you go to a restaurant, you like to serve. You like to be served. You want everybody to take care of you. But he says that we're supposed to be a servant, to have the mind like Christ. And you think about Jesus for just a moment, and here he was always serving the people. He served the 5,000. Yes, he used his disciples, but he saw a need and he provided food. You think how he washed the feet of his disciples also in John 13. You see here how he was always serving, because that was his place, to be a servant. And we are supposed to be servants. We're supposed to be serving this lost and dying world with the gospel. And when we decide to serve this lost and dying world with the gospel, we become Christ-like, because he came to seek and to save the lost. And as long as we bring that, and as long as we are that servant, and we put others before us, and we understand that, he took upon that form. His life was a life of servitude. Is this the mind that we possess today? You know, it's an almost impossible to get somebody to show up on a church function when you need servants. Right. Now, if they think they're going to get food, now listen to me, if they think they're going to get food and they're going to get taken care of, well, they'll show up. But when you say, hey, we've got some things we've got to do in the community, and we've got some things we've got to take care of, and we need some work, all you hear is crickets. I mean, that's how it is at my place. The chirping of crickets. But you'll have them few servants that'll get there before the pastor gets there. You know, I'm not going to pick on them too much. My Uncle Jay was always one of them. He'd get the job done before you get started on the job, amen? Yeah. I've got one of them in my church, but he's getting up in age. His name's Irwin Birdsell. And he'd always tell me, preacher, we're going to do this. And I said, yes, sir. Well, I get there. He said, be there at 6. Well, he got there at 4:30. Yeah. You know, a servant. Thank God. Someone, and that's the mind of Christ. Someone who's willing to do the work. Someone to serve others. You know, we think about it, the mind of Christ is also a sacrificial mind. We see in verse 8, it says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The mind of Christ is sacrificial. It's a mind that's willing to sacrifice whatever the cost of the sacrifice may be. If it's death, he's willing to die. What about us? Is our mind sacrificial? Sacrifice means something's got to die. We have to sacrifice self. We have to sacrifice time. We have to sacrifice finances. Sacrifice hurts, folks. Sacrifice does not come natural to us. We like what we have. Do we have that mind of sacrifice? He made Himself a sacrifice. Are we willing to sacrifice ourselves to reach the lost and dying in our community? Are we willing to go out with the gospel and not matter? And today, you never know. I'm all about the Great Commission. I'm all about going and compelling them to come in. And in the area that I'm in, you know, I have knocked doors and see them put their shotgun beside the door. I've had them open the door with the pistol in the hand. I've had pit bulls jump out the windows at me. Are you willing to sacrifice if that's what it takes? If a pit bull eats me, that would be funny since I own one. But folks, we think about it for a moment, but this is our general mindset. It's so rough we can't do that anymore. It's so rough we can't go out and give the gospel anymore. You know, I'll do this. I call it tagging and bagging. We put our church literature, and we have our teenagers. Since I have a bunch of teenagers, the Lord's blessed us. So when they come out on visitation, we don't actually knock the door and get somebody to come to the door. I let them tag the doors because they're 13, 14 years old, and I can keep an eye, and they can cover five blocks in the time I can cover a half a block. Amen. But when we see this, are we to the place where we would sacrifice for Him? See, His mind is a mind of sacrifice. His mind is a mind of a servant. His mind is self-abased, of no reputation. His mind is submissive. You know, also, the mind of Christ is successful. In verse 9, it says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name." See, the mind of Christ is a rewarding mind. The exaltation of Christ is the reward of His humiliation. You know, you think about this for just a moment. The Bible says in Matthew 23 and verse 12, "And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." You know, if you possess the mind of Christ, you're on the road to success. Because His plan and His mind is the right mind. We have to lose our minds. We have to lose the flesh. We have to lose the things that keep us from serving Him. Because we have to remember what these other verses says, verse 10 and 11. There's coming a day that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That day is coming. That day could be tonight. Do we have the mind of Christ? Are we willing to lose our mind, lose our ambitions, lose everything that we think we need to have to do what God wants us to do? We're supposed to be finishing the work of Jesus Christ. I would think since we know what's coming, we should be excited. I remember I have an aunt. She's passed away now, but my Aunt Etta, she used to live in Missouri. And I remember as a small kid, the big thing was when Aunt Etta was coming to town. Aunt Etta would come in, she would drive in from Missouri, Washington, Missouri. She would come in, she usually got there at 10:30 at night, and Mom would let us sit up and wait until Aunt Etta got there. And then we'd walk right next door to my grandparents and see my Aunt Etta. He said, "That don't sound too exciting." Well, it was very exciting. It was very exciting. And now we have Almighty God that's coming back. And we don't seem to be very excited about it. You know why? We don't have the mind of Christ. We need the mind of Christ, Brother Richardson.